after a few weeks of intensive training, we duly went on operations with 617, bombing targets in France, until in May we were taken off the bombing duty to practice a strange form of navigation and flying, which eventually turned out to be the spoof raid which 617 Squadron flew on the night of the invasion. It was called Operation Taxable. Well, we didn't know anything about the campaign. We weren't really sure. In my mind, I can't remember that we were told that while we were training for this operation, that it was for the forthcoming invasion. But certainly on the night that of the 5th of June, we were briefed that we were assisting the invasion forces, so we knew that the invasion forces were moving across the channel further west, heading towards the Normandy beaches. We were briefed on the 5th of June, we were briefed that our operation would take place that night, and we took off at midnight. So our operation went on through the hours of darkness from midnight onwards. The spoof raid was conducted by 8 Lancasters flying in line abreast, 2 miles apart between each aircraft, and flying at a height of 3,000 feet at a speed of 180 miles an hour. While they were flying, there were two aircrew in the rear of each Lancaster, and I was one of them, in my aircraft, dropping window, which was aluminium strips, through the flare chute. So all of the aircraft were throwing out aluminium strip on the run towards the French coast, and also on the back way on the return journey towards the English coast, thereby releasing a huge cloud of aluminium strip, which was supposed to and did confuse the German radars. So it would appear as to them as though we were obscuring some naval force, perhaps that was travelling across the channel towards the French coast. Whether it was effective or not, I don't know, but it was certainly it certainly would confuse them as to what was going on. The one thing that has struck me after the campaign and reading about it and knowing what took place, I find it strange that the Bomber Command was heavily involved, and a lot of casualties, aircraft being shot down. And it always surprises me that there's very little attention is paid to that part of that involvement of Bomber Command in the campaign. And a very important part it was too, and continued to be for some long time afterwards as the armies moved eastward. And then after D-Day, we continued with our operations over much of the area that the invasion forces were involved in. Bombing targets like the U-boat pens at Brest and E-boat pens at Le Havre, the V2 installations, which needed very heavy bombs to knock them out, which was fine because we were then equipped with Barnes Wallis's second invention, the 12,000 pound tall boy, the earthquake bomb. Our involvement in detail has all struck as being terribly important for the success of the operation, which was when we heard about it or read about it later and saw actually what took place, it was a remarkable event that had been very carefully planned over a long period of months. And to be involved with it was a great honour for the squadron to be selected to carry out this the strange operation that we did. So I look back on it as a very important part in our history, one of our major operations. Whether it was totally successful, I don't know, but it we carried it out, and it was a terribly difficult operation to conduct, and extremely tiring on those who took part to fly so precisely at night and to effectively carry out an operation that had never been done before.
Again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do. Till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that I know? Tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing song. We'll meet again, don't know where, don't know when.